My glasses. Where's that? Hey, good morning. It's Saturday, late. It's about 5:01 a.m. and this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. I hope you're doing well with everything and things are going well for you. I'm just gonna make sure my camera is cleaned off and I don't know, maybe that looks better. And I slept in. Yep, I was out hanging out with neighbors. Well, I says, you were out hanging out with neighbors late last night, weren't you? I'm like, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Anyway, really not talking about that, but talking about Scrum and Agile. Ooh-wee. And I'm Greg Master, Scrum Master, Agile Coach, and I said this is our 299th episode, but we do our daily Scrum talk about daily video blog. And by the way, Eddie's like 3.6 million people saw his video. The other videos are popping up too. Two things I want to talk about today, keep it simple. One about not getting stuff done, like taxes. So I put taxes on the little thing. And some fun things you can do at your daily Scrum, or maybe some other things. So let's talk about not getting things done. And as you know, if you watch some of our episodes, especially early ones, I'm really a big proponent on getting stuff done. And myself, just getting through what I got to do during this coronavirus is like, I've been putting off the taxes and doing some other things around the house. It just, you know what happens when you don't get stuff done? And this is where I talk to my coaches about this stuff. They're like, some people do it half done and where they are. But not getting your stuff just drags you down, man. Just slows you down to be able to do other things and new stuff. And like me, I just haven't done taxes because they delayed it. And I know I got to pay into taxes. I'm like, I haven't really wanted to do it. I'm trying to get it done this weekend, get stuff done. Because when I get that stuff done, it's off your plate, off the back of your mind, clears out the stuff that's in your head that prevents you from doing other new stuff, right? Once I get that done, you know, it just like takes that weight off of people and just pushes it off the side. And people who haven't really got a lot of stuff done or extend things over long periods don't never get that opportunity to feel that relief and that endorphin from when they get stuff done. And for me right now, it's just trying to get the taxes done so I can do other business stuff and get ready to do the new, we're in the new year, we're halfway into the new year, right? But really kick off the rest of the year with getting all the business stuff together that I'm doing for like the train. I put this up because it also goes the other one, like the train museum, trying to build up coffee shop, a couple other businesses, just to be that entrepreneur. Just, I don't know, just have some fun and try some things and learn some things, right? But I got to get that other stuff out of the way, the business, the financial stuff. I got to finish all that so I can move on to do other things. But like I said, one thing about Agile and Scrum, especially in Scrum, and Agile has the concept of it, because it's about working software, right? Or things working. It doesn't have to be software, but getting things working is more valuable than documenting it. But once you get it done in either mechanism or any system you have, it has that great feeling to have it got done. And now you have bandwidth to do new things. But if you drag it along, it takes up that space that whole time, whether it be a sprint or product increment or whatever you got, or not, or just a backlog that just dragging, slowing you down. And the only thing I could just give you idea, thoughts on is just give reference, like, hey, what happened, you know, if you don't get that stuff done, it just, maybe give you a graphic description for your team when they're not getting stuff done. It's just, tell them it's going to drag you down. You just keep dragging, and never see an end to it, right? Kind of like the coronavirus. They keep wanting to extend it. I'm like, don't extend it out like, oh, we're going to be under quarantine for another month. Just say like for 2 weeks or something. So that way they seize an end in sight, and then we can get that 2 weeks out of our way. And do we need another 2 weeks? Maybe. And then we'll get those other 2 weeks done. But it feels good to get that goal done and meet that goal, right? So that's item one, getting things done so you can move on and do other things and do something. The other thing is fun stuff. You always got to have some fun stuff on the weekend and try to do it more fun. So I have a couple scrum teams, and they would do their 15-minute daily scrum, kind of like the show, try to do it under 15 minutes. And then after the 15-minute daily scrum, they would do like a plus, what do you want to call it, plus 16, plus 15 plus, where the team would talk. And one of the things I noticed and was even, good morning. How are you, Haywood? Haywood's on. Good morning, Haywood. Where they would keep going. And in this pandemic thing, and everybody's in office, I noticed, and even the scrum master noticed, I said, wait a minute, let's talk about what you just said. I try to get the scrum master to kind of stay in that area of what they're doing. And what I said, everybody was getting all crazy. They're going from meeting to meeting to meeting and nonstop and not taking a break and things like that. And it was just taking a super long time. So what I suggested was, how about this? At the end of the 15 minutes, take a coffee break, suggest everybody get up, stretch, get some water, go to that, whatever. Just put a break in between the next 15 minutes. You're there, whatever it is, but give them a break because you know they're having too much. So, but I also put a little twist on it. How about this? We get everybody to know each other, what's going on. Why don't have them all, like have your people on your team, like grab a picture, a photo, and send it to the scrum master or somebody, and they can share during that 15-minute break where I said, okay, I would tell them, because when people come on, they don't know what's going on. Put a little sign that says 15-minute or 5-minute break, be back at, you know, let's say 9:20 a.m. in the morning, right? Or you got your daily scrum early in the 15 minutes. Maybe it only took you 10 minutes. Take that extra 5 minutes. Okay, everybody, go get some coffee, stretch out, go look outside, get some sunlight, come back in, and then we'll get going. And then share during that break, or maybe you can even do it. You don't even have to have a break. Do it before the daily scrum. So wait, when you're waiting for everybody to get on daily scrum, why don't you share a picture from one of your teammates on there and say, hey, I got this picture from Ted. I got this picture from Sally. I got that picture of Muhammad, you know, and put that up on the screen so they can say, what are we doing? And it's just something different, fun, just so it's not the same monotony every day. And what's cool thing about it, you get everybody involved and they do looking for a picture and they want to share it. They get excited. It's like, it's no longer, oh, I did this yesterday, and today I'm going to do more of it, and then I don't have any blockers. So at least it's a little more fun there than that, right? You get some kind of enjoyment out of it. So have them grab a picture, right? Maybe it's like I got a trade museum, which I'm trying to do, like we talked about earlier, and send that in to the team and share it pre-daily scrum or at the end of daily scrum. You know, if you do an extra 15, share it in between the 15-minute mark. And then, like I said, if your team's really stressing, you know, everybody's going from meeting to meeting, meeting, meeting. They never get up from the seat and they never move around. They're there all day. Go ahead and put a break in your meeting. Like if you see, like in maybe in the middle of the day, doesn't have to be daily scrum. Let's say in the middle of the day and you know everybody's going from like meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting. There's no break. Purposely put a break in there. Put a picture in there. Hey, we're taking a break for the team. We're taking a 5-minute break. I'm gonna put the sign that says return at 1:25, right? You know, whatever the time is, and have the return. But share that picture. Oh, this is from their vacation and so and so. This is where they would like to go. Something fun, right? Anyway, so that's the fun idea. Share a picture with your team. Share with everybody during daily stand up. You know, because it even works if they don't want to have the picture turned on. You can share as a scrum master or a person leading the conference, just a picture, fun picture. Something to think about, right? All right. With that, it's late. It's 9:11 in the morning. I didn't get up at 5 a.m. because I was up too late. But I just want to wish you all a good weekend. I hope you have fun. Enjoy some time with your friends and family. Get some relaxing. Think about some practicing some stuff for next week. grow and get ready, because I think the coronavirus is, it's on, it's going to be here for another month or two and on and off and everything. But I think some people are starting to get out and start working too. So that time to get stuff done is kind of drifting away. With that, please give us a thumbs up and have fun. And you are welcome, Heywood. Any advice for a new Scrum Master? I can give you lots. Watch all the videos. ring the little bell and you'll get notices when we put some more Scrum stuff up. Okay. It want advice for a new Scrum Master. You don't have to do everything. You don't, you're not, you're, it's not your job to do all the work. And don't, here, one piece of advice I'll give for a new Scrum Master. Don't be a mother hen. Don't be like a helicopter mom where you got to do everything for the team. Just having a conversation with somebody the other day, how much when they first came in to be Scrum Master team, this one BA was doing everything for the team, entering stuff in the system, recording time, moving stuff across the board. Don't do that. Don't get there at all. Get them to do their job. It will hurt for a month, and I think I did a show on this, getting them to update the system. Don't you update anything. Get your team to do it, you know. Show them how to do it. They're all big boys and girls, and they can do it themselves. And because it, you don't want to become a bottleneck in the process of promoting to the rest of the team what's going on. That's one of the best pieces of advice I ever give people, because they do it, and that's the first thing I when I coach Scrum Masters to stop doing. Don't be a mama. Don't over coddle the kids or the team. Okay, I mean you can be nice to them, have fun, but don't do their work. With that, have a great weekend. Goodbye. See ya. Take care.